Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, all you Beamer family and friends out there, and I guess early afternoon if you're on the East Coast. You got Greg Peterson here, team manager, and I'm out here in sunny Southern California. And I guess that kind of put the frown on some people because I know some of my friends back in Iowa woke up to have snow on the ground today. So how are things in your neck of the woods there, Belinda?
Well, we do not have snow in Florida, thank goodness. It is beautiful here, and we're excited. Can you believe we're already at week three? And this is moving along fast, and hopefully everybody's learning a lot and having great success this month.
You know, I listened, and I found out that one of our, I guess we call them graduates, that through the program last month, has already become a senior, and they made their pace setter, and they also signed on a couple distributors. And so not only did they make the additional $750 for the bonus for pace setter, but they made the additional $250 on top of that, so they made an additional $1,000, as well as they're going to be receiving that really nice watch that has the Beamer emblem and the whole bit on it. So this is really exciting. This is really neat to see how people are embracing this. And the company itself is embracing it also to help us all make everybody independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. So let's kick this off right away here. So the first thing is that we have our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is set up for everybody that is going through the course. And with that, all you need to do is go into the group settings on Facebook and do a search. And these are all separate words. And so you type in Quick Start IBD Support Group, and then there will be two questions to answer. The first question will be, what is your IBD number? And if that's something that you don't know, then contact the individual that signed you up for Beamer or a sponsor or a member that has helped you with Beamer to find where that is at. And then the second question is, have you been to an academy or not? Now, I do know that there's been a few people that have forgotten to enter those questions, and we can't allow you to get into the private group unless we have those questions answered. So there's two things. Number one, it might be if you're on a cell phone and you're not scrolling up to see those two questions and it's overlooked. But otherwise, I personally send out an instant message to you to answer those two questions. And if you are able to get those answered, then I can allow you into the group. So once again, Quick Start IBD Support Group. The next thing is on our Blog Talk Radio here that these are all recorded. Now, you can listen to last month, and or you can listen to this month. And we have them marked, such as today's episode is marked as Quick Start Program, week number 3, episode for April with Belinda and Greg, and then the date, 4/19/21. Now, how do you get to that? All you need to do is type in on your computer, blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. Once again, that is blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio, R-A-D-I-O, beamerdistributors.com, C-O-M, then the forward slash Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and then I-B-D-S. So with that, it's a matter of understanding now. We're going to move in. We took a last week, and we did the 283 process. And our homework to get a dozen people kind of into the funnel. They could be family or friends and let them know, hey, I just want to practice this new stuff I'm learning. Can I do that? And so this is going to be today's ability of how to put people into the funnel and how to work with that. So with that, I want to turn it over to Belinda because she is the master of this.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. You know, what we're going to talk about first is the actual psychology of the sale. Now, a lot of different organizations and a lot of different sales presenters have different things that they call it. But in general, it all follows the same general funnel, and that is getting the attention, getting people to even know that Beamer exists is attention, helping them to know why they would want to be interested in the Beamer, helping them to create the desire, and then to take the action. So you may find in your e-learning, you'll find one of the videos is AIDA, A-I-D-A. That's for attention, interest, desire, and action. So the thing is, we will ebb and flow through, you know, different decision making within that, and it helps us to help understand how to work with people. I know we save the follow-up as our fourth week for our conversations, and there's a lot of different ways, but people may stay in any one of those segments a variety of different times. And it's important for us to realize there is actually only two things that moves a person to create a behavioral change. And a behavioral change is bringing Beamer into your life, right? So the only two things that move people through a behavioral change is education or a significant emotional experience. Somebody may have had a health issue or a health crisis that makes them make the decision to do the Beamer. Well, we certainly can't change that side of things. But what we can change is to make sure people are educated. And we like to do that in a variety of different ways. So I want to take a half a minute to talk about each one of these different categories. So how are you bringing an awareness to people, what we call a top of a funnel ability to have new prospects and new people that you're introducing the Beamer to? One of the ways that I've done that is I have done it in network meetings, and I've gone to network meetings live, and with this unique year that we are in, there's a lot of them that are on Zoom calls. And so it gives you the opportunity. You may have 30 seconds or a minute to introduce yourself and say what you do and why you do it or what your company is. So practicing that, what we call an elevator speech or an introduction, is going to be valuable. But the way you may be able to find somebody in your area is even to go to meetup.com and enter in information that you're interested in getting network or finding out groups that may be health-oriented and so forth. So there's some ideas that you may want to take to fill that top of funnel or create the attention. Now, to do the interest, and the desire is kind of an ebb and flow between both of them. You want the ability to be able to maybe get somebody on the Beamer. You know, that we have getting people on the Beamer allows the Beamer to speak for itself. So that could help to create that interest. But also inviting somebody to the evening calls that we have so that they can listen to the 9 o'clock call about product on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, or the noon on Thursday Eastern time about the business. So the opportunity to be able to invite people to that can help with that interest. Creating the desire by following up and sending them the different articles or maybe the blogs that are in Beamer Back Office or so much of the content, the digital magazines we have. If you go to your sales and marketing tab in your distributor library in your back office, you will find a variety of wonderful videos and information. And I'll give you a little hint. There is a wonderful document that was created for the Lease to Own program, and that has a lot of interesting ability to have text or emails or videos that you can send, and you could send that to a prospect as well as somebody that is renting or leasing the Beamer. So download that and look at all of those different hints of how you can keep the communication. And you'll find that in the distributor library as well. And then action, helping them to understand action. Maybe we need to help them with financing options. They know they want the Beamer and they have to figure out how to do that. So we help them with that action. So the AIDA practice is a wonderful way to think about helping somebody through that sales process, and your job is education. So, Greg, do you want to talk about different ways that we engage prospects and how we do that?
You bet, Belinda. My goodness, you give such amazing information there. And the beauty of all of this is it is in our back office, in our distributor library, and under our e-learning. So with that, we're going to go into our prospects and how they want to learn more, because now you have gone through, you've gotten their attention, now you want to continue to work on their interest and their desire. And so with that, we have the variety of information, such as our education, but in that education is in the e-learning, and then that transfers into such as our calendar that we have, which is at the very top of your distributor library. And when you click on that, the week that you're looking at will show up, or you can look in weeks in advance. And when you pass your cursor over the different events on that calendar, they will expand out and they will show you the times, the links. And even more importantly, and this is something I found out here recently, Belinda, is that it creates the opportunity to be able to share it. So you can share it with different individuals. And I tell you what, the people in our corporate office have been working overtime to put all of this stuff together to make things so much easier for us. So by being able to share different seminars and webinars with people, and when people can hear it from another individual, hear testimonials, hear the science from specialists, doctors, and so forth, that raises the value of everything. Now, we also have replays, and the replays are recorded items. They can be found in your Beamer back office under Distributor Library, and that'll be normally in the sales section. And so just go through there, and a lot of times if something is new, the company will mark it as new to the far right of it. And so you always want to kind of continue to go through and review, because even for myself, I'll find something brand new that they've added. I tell you what, the people in our corporate office, Brad Horn and Marguerite and the whole crew there, they're definitely not, there's no grass grown underneath their feet. They are constantly working over there. And then being able to learn how to do a demo. So now you've got the person's interest. They want to see it. Let's face it, we use multiple senses when we engage in something. There's sight, there's sound, there's touch, there's smell, all of these things. The more senses that you can engage with an individual, the more likely they are to adopt it and want to incorporate it into their lives. So how do you do an effective demo? Well, once again, you want to create those, as far as creating expectations, we do not want to mislead an individual. Bottom line is the Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people, but we just don't know the timeline. For some people, it might take one session. For other people, it might be 6 months before they actually recognize. Some people are more in tune to their bodies than others. Plus, our bodies are pretty darn amazing things, and our bodies know what to work on when. And there might be something underlying underneath the surface that you're not even aware of that the body's going to focus on before it gets to those other things that you find might be more important to you. So it comes down to educating our prospects. Number two is signing a disclaimer. We have disclaimer forms that are in the back office, and make sure every single person you get on and every horse that you put on, that they sign a disclaimer. Now, I know you're probably thinking, how do you get a horse to sign a disclaimer? Well, this is where you have the trainer or the owner of the horse sign for the horse. Now, if you find a horse that can sign on their own, let me know. But until then, we have to have the other individuals sign for them. And once again, those education items are in the e-learning under the compliance section. And then also know that a lot of the training items that we have are showing, like with the B-body, or where the item is on the high setting. Remember, on our B-pad, you can set it to the low setting so that it matches the same energy strength as the B-body, or you can set it to high mode to where then it is 3 times stronger than the B-body. So all the settings in our education right now are as if they were set on a high setting. Now also, when you get a person on the Beamer, you can allow them to be on it, enjoy it, relax, and then afterwards you can suggest to them and educate them that it's almost like taking medication. You have to build it up to a therapeutic level. And what do I mean by that? If you were to take a certain medication, let's say an antibiotic, it normally takes 2 to 3 days for that antibiotic to get up to a certain level in your bloodstream before it is fully effective. And it's no different with the Beamer. When the Beamer, when you use it for 3 days consecutively, you have gradually built it up. The body has become more accustomed to the signal, and now it's working at its most efficient level. So if you can set up sessions with an individual to have 3 days in a row, that is ideal. Now, let's say that's not the case and you can't get together with them. There's a couple options that you can have to set them up for repetitive sessions. That number one is our lease to own option that the company has come up with, which is absolutely amazing. Now, the lease to own option, what that is the person pays $899, and that is for a 2-month period. $800 of that will go towards the purchasing of the unit, and the $99 is an administration fee. Now, during that period, we have an immense amount of education in our back office. It is the 7th large orange bar down that says lease to own. And on that, we've had a couple amazing ladies that have spent hours putting together all this information with Belinda Torres, Bettina Torres, and with Stacy DeVore. And they have spent hours putting together an amazing program then that you can download this information. And when the person is leasing the Beamer, it walks you through step by step every week on how to contact the individual and what to say and how to continue to do follow-up, so you're continuing to educate these individuals on the lease-to-own program. Another option is having rentals. Now, I know for myself, I have 4 different rentals, and I will set that up, and I charge a weekly fee for the individuals. And then with that, once again, I'm doing follow-ups and making sure that they're using it properly, so that they're going to get the most out of their Beamer, and I work with them on that. So here's how, when you're introducing it to somebody, you're going to run into different objections. And so, Belinda, I'm going to turn this special deal to you.
Okay. And, you know, people are all afraid of an objection because they just want to be able to speak and tell their story. But what we have to recognize is what an objection is and what an objection is not. So an objection is a buying signal. It's a request for more information. It might even be a hint and an opportunity for you to be quiet and listen instead of speaking. So you think about an objection not as a rejection of you, but it is absolutely an opportunity for you to educate more. And what we always say about Beamer is we do not sell Beamer. people about Beamer and how valuable it is for their health and their life, and we then give them an opportunity to sell it. So if you take your mindset off of thinking an objection is bad and think about it as a good thing, that is your first step in having success in handling objections. Your second one is to kind of have, you know, an idea of what you, how to handle some of them, and pretty much they fall into virtually the same category, or at least most of the time they fall into some basic categories. You know, the first resistance that I think maybe many of us on this call felt when we heard the price of Beamer, we thought, oh my goodness, that's too expensive. And that's something that, you know, people will react to. And so you'll find that even in our presentations is we're now initiating the conversation to say most people are getting the Beamer for $99 to $250 a month. So it becomes that palatable, acceptable amount that people say, I can do that budget. Now, what would it be if I bought it outright? And if you buy it outright, you're talking about what that cost is. The Go set at $44.90, or the Go with the B body at $52.30. I always like to tell them that there is no shipping cost and you're only paying the sales tax of your area. And I know I'm speaking, I apologize for speaking of the U.S. dollars, and I know we have a Canadian group here as well, but you get the idea that we try to get that down to a monthly cost because there is so many financing options that are available. In our Facebook group, we actually have a document. Excuse me for a moment. I get so excited I talk so fast and then I have to cough. Sorry about that. We have a financing document that has some of these outlined, and one of them is we obviously all have Bread financing that's very convenient and able for people to look online and see what their installment payments could be. But we also work the Capital City Bank, and right now they have a 0% promotion for 20 months. When people can have this paid off in 20 months and not pay any interest, that's certainly desiring. We also have worked with SunTrust, which is now called Truist, which has up to a 72-month personal loan. So that allows people to get a pretty low amount on their monthly payment. And, you know, Citibank, Diamond Card, you can have 0% for 15 months. It's a very fast, easy, convenient process. So depending on the personality of the person you're working with, do they want a longer term or do they want to be able to have a 0% type of financing? So feel their way out. Excuse me. Another thing that you may hear an objection of is, oh, my husband or my wife would never let me do this. So then you try to engage them in the education process and understand, help them understand what you, how they can benefit. And, you know, what I always like to also tell people is there are so many procedures and there's so many expenses of medicine or procedure that somebody may have to do because their doctor told them to do it. But when you make the investment in Beamer, it may be that initial investment, but it helps everyone in the household for life. And so help people realize that maybe a stem cell therapy procedure might have cost $7,500 or $8,500, and it may or may not have been effective, but it was one joint, one person, one time. And when you think about Beamer, you think about that single investment that helps everyone in the household. You know, I heard today somebody on one of our calls say that 5 years ago they were contemplating having to go to an assisted living facility that was going to be $8,000 a month. She got a Beamer instead, and 5 years later, she's a group leader. She has purpose in life. She's 84 years old. She took her whole family on vacation, and she said, and I live alone. I don't have to have that. So help people relate to the expenses they are not going to have. They may not have to have because of Beamer. So that just, you know, helps in that conversation. Another way to handle objection is a very tactical manner, which is feel, felt, found. I can understand how you feel I felt the same way when I first learned about the price of the Beamer. But what I have found is that Beamer is able to help me prevent a lot of expenses that I otherwise would have had. So that feel, felt, found approach helps you have the empathy to be able to understand them, let them know how they've been heard, but you can help them understand that there is another way of thinking. So through education and patience, that is absolutely what's going to help you overcome those objections. But remember, an objection is not a rejection of you or the Beamer. It is an opportunity to share more information, and it is a request for more information. So, you know, Greg, there's a lot of ways that people get confident in being able to handle objections, and one of that is role-playing. So I'm going to let you talk about some hints of how people might do some role-playing and why they would want to do that.
That's awesome, Belinda, and thank you. That I tell you what, all the things that you shared really hit home, and even on the feel, felt, found, that is one that is so good when people come up and go, well, gosh, you know, that's almost $5,000, but boy, when you can come back and you can relate, and then they can relate to you and you create that bond, it really starts to help bridge the feelings that they have on going, well, I don't know if this is for me or not. So great, great information. So now I want to talk about the value of role-playing and why do we role-play? Well, it's practice. And I remember as a paramedic, when I was going through paramedic school, and you'll probably chuckle at this, Belinda, is that when we practiced then having to be in an ambulance and doing work on a patient, our instructors got together and they put a CPR mannequin on the gurney, they had an IV arm next to it, then they had the mannequin head where we would do special airways, and then we would practice doing a full arrest where somebody supposedly had a heart attack, and we had to do CPR, learn how to start an IV, push medication, put down special airways, while these guys we're driving and finding every hole in the road, going down every alleyway back in Des Moines, Iowa, and we're bouncing all over the place, and you're having to learn how to do all of this stuff and wondering, why in the heck are we doing all of this? Well, I tell you what, when you are role-playing, it's better that you work with individuals you know and practice and have them run you through the gamut and learn the skills. Repetitive motion is the best way to learn things. And when you can do it in a comfortable environment, that's going to reduce the stress. So make sure that you practice with individuals that you know and have them throw a few zingers at you here and there, and then work with a mentor, work with a sponsor that has brought you in, and have them give you suggestions on what to do. Practice is so, so important. And what's really funny, Belinda, is we found out that we've had individuals practice with family members or friends, and they've turned into sales. So you just never
know. I know. Isn't that awesome?
It is so fun to see, because it happens naturally. And the thing is people then realize if you don't share it, nobody's going to know about it. And then also, last but not least, is having that accountability partner. This is so important to have somebody that you can reach out to, even if it's a five-minute call each day, and set your goals and just say, listen, today I'm going to do the first half of e-learning. And then at the end of the day, they can get a hold of you and say, okay, where are you at? Well, I only got a couple done. Well, do you have time to finish up the rest? Well, yeah, I do. Okay, well, let's get on it. And so it's just that little extra push that helps you keep on track so you can make sure that you're moving in that positive direction. So the best thing to do is to stay plugged in to the community. And once again, this is where Belinda shines, and I'm going to have her share that part with you.
Okay, thanks so much, Greg. So, you know, we're on Blog Talk right now. I would say the best single best thing I tell all of my team members is if you could only do one thing, that is to listen to Blog Talk every day or listen to the recording. So you know that you can listen to it live and you can also listen to that recording. And I know that Greg has shared that in the beginning of today's discussion, but let me find that information and make sure that you can record that again. blogtalkradio.com/BEMERIBDS. So if you're not able to listen to Blog Talk, and, you know, today we do the quick start, but on Tuesdays is Testimonial Tuesday. Wednesday, Lisa Diamond and I think David Olson are doing wonderful. Each month they're having a new challenge and a new theme, and they're talking about it each month. So that's more business tools oriented. And Thursdays are our equine. And then we have regular recognition on Fridays. So listen to Blog Talk. There's the national calls I mentioned earlier. If you listen, invite people to those Tuesday night calls at 9 p.m. Eastern time for the product presentation or the business calls on Thursdays at noon Eastern time. But also listen to them yourself. It would be great if you have people there, but if you don't, still listen to yourself. You're going to hear how people are presenting things differently, and it's going to help you to get comfortable. Dial into your regional call. They may have testimonials or people talking about how they've had success. That's going to help you have that opportunity as well. And the third Wednesday of every month, which it so happens to be this coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific, there is a national sales call. This week, Dr. Burke is going to be talking about our relationship with NASA. So you want to listen in on that. You can get to that number or get to that call. It is a Zoom call by going to beamermeetings.com. You also want to be able to check the regional newsletters. They have different recordings and different calls on them. But the best, simplest way for you to make sure you can stay connected is go to your distributor library, and at the top of our distributor library is the national calendar. They are the national official calls. They're not all the regional calls on there, but they are the national calls that you can attend. So just try a different one each week or each month, or just stay connected. Because this is how you stay informed, and this is how you get the confidence that you're looking for. So I'm going to give the homework for this week, but I want people to start thinking about, do you have a question you would like to ask us or a comment you would like to share? Because I think we're going to have a few minutes to do that. So for this week's homework, we had talked last week about reaching out to those 10 prospects. We'll find another item to share with them. Go into that lease to own and find a video or find a text or find a message that you want to share with them. You want to invite at least two people to one of those online meetings and webinars that we talked about. And you want to at least begin one role playing, but if you can get more in, to talk about how to practice your Beamer intro and how to explain what Beamer is, as well as your personal Beamer success story. And you want to conduct a demo with at least one to two people, even if it's somebody in your family. So those items are going to be listed in our Facebook page, so you can be reminded of that. And when we wrap up the call, I'll remind you of what those homework items are. But Greg, I think we're going to open up the floor and actually have time for questions. And just know that you don't have to limit your questions to today's discussion. Since this is week three and we have one more week to go, feel free to ask questions about any of the previous weeks or anything that you may have about our Quick Start program. The way you ask a question is you tap the number one on your phone, and Greg and I have a panel. We can see that you've done that, and we'll invite you to talking about your area code and the last two digits of your number. So please don't be shy. We have 50-some people on today's call, and we would love to hear from you of what you think of the Quick Start program or any questions you may have.
Another thing
that
I wanted
to
share.
That or they're going to have to listen to you and I talk. So, Greg, I'll pass the floor to you.
Well, one thing I was going to clarify, too, and I've known some people, they'll go into the back office, and it's like, well, I don't see where this big calendar is at. All it is is a link at the top of your distributor library. There's just a link that you click on, and then that pulls up the window for the calendar that we've been discussing. So I just wanted to clarify that with everybody, because I do know sometimes we're so used to push and play where you just expect to click on something and boom, it's automatically going to be right in our face. And it's not the case there, but it is there. So yeah, like Belinda was saying, all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that will open up the line. And then we can call upon you if you have any questions or comments. We'd love to hear your comments and or suggestions for our Quick Start program, because after our Quick Start program is over for the month, the next thing that we're going to want you to get involved in is going to be the fast track through the company. And then that's going to take everything to a whole new level. You'll be able to polish up all the skills that we've been teaching you here through the Quick Start program. And you'll see how all of these interlink together as the educational process to allow all of you to become independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. So don't be shy. Press number 1 on your phone, and that will put you into the queue. I see we have a 910-920-528. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey there. Well, I had several questions, but now I'm just going to bounce to this one because I know you don't have much time. I'm on the calendar right now, and I'm on Thursday. That would be the 22nd, correct? And I see that the 4:30 tea time is there, and maybe what I'm missing – I do not see the meeting that you just you said every third Thursday, and this Thursday, Dr. Burke will be talking.
It's every Wednesday. Third Wednesday.
Oh, that's my problem. Okay, great. and also a little reminder, since I'm on the calendar, not all of these are marked different time zones, and if it's not marked with a different time zone, you can actually figure out that it's listed at Pacific time.
Yeah, and
yes,
another
good
that's
reminder.
A great thing you brought up is that also at the top right area of your calendar, you can set the time zone of where you are at, so then I believe it automatically adjusts everything within the calendar itself. So in the upper right-hand corner, and I think it's a small little item, but just kind of like one of our distributors always used to say, just go in and do some happy clicking and go up there, find you can adjust it to your own time zone.
Cool. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you, you all. You're great.
Oh, thank you. And, Greg, you know what? One thing that I didn't mention that we can remind people if they – want to take a break after we're done with Blog Talk, get a glass of water, and then go to BeamerMeetings.com. Corporate is actually doing a social media training today at 1 o'clock Eastern. I think that would be 11 o'clock Pacific time. And it's at BeamerMeetings.com, and it's going to help us know the assets for social media, as well as a lot of the new roles that they've had, which are that are encouraging us to be able to do more social media. So that's something that is that was the first time I'm aware of this type of training, and I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, and I see that. Let's see, I was looking at some messages we got, and I'm still trying to decipher them a little bit here. But yeah, that social media training, the first one was, like you said, during our management training, and that was recorded. And on the e-learning in the on our e-learning, you have your standard e-learning, and then there's the management training. A junior or a senior can still go into that e-learning also. And it is recorded on the last half of the management training where Marguerite gives a great educational instruction on how to pull something from your back office and then enter it in onto Facebook or different things there. So they're continuing to move forward and share all this educational material with us. And I do believe Pacific time, it's going to be 10, it's 10 a.m. Pacific for that training. And when we're saying Beamer meetings, make sure that that is plural. It's meetings with an S, M-E-E-T-I-N-G-S, BeamerMeetings.com. Sometimes people forget that S and then they're wondering, where is it? So
well, and that
we
brings
have a,
that brings, I was going to say, that brings me to a reminder that we can have everybody here on today's call that since next week is our fourth week for the Quick Start program, and we're going to restart everything again in May, we will have that opportunity to do a live Zoom call next Monday evening, which I think that's the 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, with and 7 to 7:30, and we will be using that BeamerMeetings.com. That's why it's at the time that it is, because I know there is another call that happens at 8 that will be using the same link, but it allows people to come in and ask questions. They get to see what we really look like, Greg, and we'll be ready to have that next Monday evening from 7 to 7:30 Eastern time at BeamerMeetings.com. You'll find a lot of our calls are BeamerMeetings.com.
That is awesome.
So, Greg, should we go ahead and do a wrap-up?
Let's do a wrap-up, and a special thanks also to Casey Conrad, who is back in the shadows here, making sure that we're doing everything correctly and also assisting us on getting this information, setting up these additional meetings so that each and every one of you has the number one information and the most up-to-date information to help you all become successful. So I am going to let you go with the quote, Belinda, because you are so eloquent in your speaking.
Well, thank you, Greg. You're pretty darn good yourself. So just as a reminder, your homework is to share and take steps to educate those 10 prospects you started to talk to last week. Invite 2 people to one of our online meetings and webinars this week. Do a role-playing about introducing the Beamer and your Beamer success story, your testimonial, and conduct a demo with at least 1 to 2 people. You do these things this week, and you will have success in moving your Beamer business and sales forward. So the quote of today, and think about it, a lot of these things we're asking you to do is out of your comfort zone. But we don't grow in that comfort zone. We grow when we step out of that. So when you reach levels of success you've never reached before, you must be committed to a level of daily habits you've never committed to before. That was from Hal Elrod in Miracle Morning. It's a great book if you haven't read it. But think about it. Your daily habits and the things that you're going to do are going to make the difference. And if you keep doing the same thing you've always done, you're going to keep being in the same place you have always been. So to be in different places, we got to do different things. So we are so excited to have you on today's call. We look forward to our fourth week next week, as well as our Zoom call next Monday evening, 7 to 7:30. So thank you so much and have a great week.
Linda, I couldn't think of a better way to end it. And you did such a good job. You deserve this.
Well, thank you, Greg. I don't usually get that. I need to carry that around. Have a great week, everyone.
Have a great day and a great week, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.